We are joined now by JY of Styx, co-founding lead guitarist and member. Good morning, JY.
Good morning.
Now, there's a couple of shows in January that Styx is going to add to their curriculum. You may want to get a ticket. We'll discuss those in a minute. JY is well known for being a gigantic pro football fan. So I'm going to pick his brain. JY, I am a season ticket holder for the Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, we're playing lights out this year. We seem to be getting better as the season goes along. And, of course, the 16-0 thing looms. We've got the Giants this Sunday in New York. Then we've got Atlanta in Atlanta. And then we finish up with the Tampa Bay Bucks in Carolina. Your thoughts on our chances at 16-0?
You know, the Giants, Eli Manning is the biggest wild card. That team always seems to resurrect itself at the craziest times and come back and beat the Patriots or whoever. So that's the one I'm scared of. Atlanta, who knows? They play great in the beginning. They can't get arrested. The Buccaneers also, I think, are a potential problem. You know, the big thing is letdown. I go back to my 85 Bears, of which, of course, Coach Rivera, now who's coaching your Panthers, was a member. And they lost one game to Miami in December. But I got a number of acquaintances on that team, and one in particular told me, he said, it was the best thing that happened that we lost that one game, because that refocused us and we went on, you know, to dominate in the playoffs. So be nice to see a perfect season, but I wouldn't mind them losing one game, because it might refocus them and say, we are mortal and we got to keep we can't stop trying.
I've had people say that to me, in that a loss would possibly refocus them. Okay, one more question, then we'll promote the shows. It's my belief, and I'm only hoping for home field, but it's my belief the NFC Championship is going to be Carolina and Arizona. Do you concur?
You know, the Seahawks look like they've got their mojo working again. Arizona, Carson Palmer, I mean, Carson Palmer stays healthy. I mean, he's playing lights out. He just seems prone. Of course, he doesn't have to face the Steelers like he used to. They knocked out another Cincinnati quarterback. So I mean, it's. But he won't be. I'm saying if it's not Arizona, it's the Seahawks.
You're gonna find a way to talk football with Linda Bennett, aren't you?
Well, look, JY he's right at an analyst. So I just wanted to pick his brain because he's very, very smart. Now, Styx, Tommy, Shaw, and all, I just love them so much. There are two shows in January, the 14th and the 15th. The show in the 14th is at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills, and then the 15th is at Agua Caliente Casino. You guys are on the road more than 10 bands combined. How do you live through it?
Well, the traveling is the hard part, but the concert stage and being in front of a great rock and roll audience, that's the fountain of youth. And so you suffer through half the day, and then you're a teenager again through the other half of the day.
Well, JY, I don't know what your travel schedule is, but at some point, maybe in January, we're in the middle of the playoffs, I'm going to try to get you to come into the radio station so we can sit down and really break down. Before I let you go, who do you like in the AFC?
Well, I'm biased towards the Steelers because they use Renegade as their fight song when they're home. And they've been doing that for 10 years, and it's won them two Super Bowls. Roethlisberger's got to be healthy, and the rest of them got to stay healthy. But, the Patriots are always going to be there, but they look vulnerable. The Broncos look vulnerable. But Gronkowski's back, and that seems to be – they lost when Gronkowski was gone, but when he's there – he's kind of impossible to cover, and Brady's was out 1 year with injury, but it looks like he's there. They haven't knocked him out for a while, and they kind of have to be the favorites, but I got to go with my Steelers.
Well, dude, I got to tell you something. When number 7 is on the field, anything is possible.
I mean, he threw for more yard than anybody did this so far this season. It's some kind of record, I know. And Antonio Brown is pretty happening. So
once again, Styx at the Saban Theater, January 14th, and Agua Caliente Casino Rancho Mirage on Friday, January 15th. JY, always a pleasure.
Mark, you got it. Great talking.
See you soon.
Okay.